This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Cracks in the Euro.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are up just barely on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 12 points or 0.1% at 14,538. The NASDAQ is flat right now, same with the S&P 500. The word of the day in Cyprus is calm as people lined up to take money out of banks, which just opened this morning for the first time in 2 weeks. Depositors are facing restrictions on how much money they can withdraw and how much they can take out of Cyprus. And that is raising fresh doubts about the future of the euro, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is the first time that capital controls have been imposed in the eurozone. Some analysts say this violates the spirit of the single currency. People are supposed to be able to use their euros in any of the 17 countries that adopted it. But now, in Cyprus, that right is restricted. It's rather like telling the people of Hawaii they can only spend limited amounts of dollars elsewhere in the United States. Michael Ariru is a Greek Cypriot lecturer at Cardiff Business School. He says the capital controls are a bad sign.
They will effectively be creating a situation whereby Cyprus will be a second-tier euro member. And if this principle is applied anywhere else, this may well be the first step to the euro's demise.
Slovenia, Malta and other small euro member states are reported to be feeling vulnerable. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, for more on the situation in Cyprus, we're joined by Diane Swank, chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let me pick up on that point that we just heard in Stephen Beard's story. Do you think that this situation in Cyprus could be an ominous sign for the future of the euro?
Actually, I think the way they handled it, where they insured the small depositors, they held to the 100,000 euro cap, and they penalized higher depositors, which happened to be a lot of Russians, some of them illegally putting money to hide it in Cyprus. I think that is not as contagious as some might think. And in fact, the risk spreads in banks within the rest of Europe have not been blown out. We've seen some effect on European banking prices, their stock prices, but not on the risk spreads. And that's where you really look for the tension of this contagion effect.
Okay, now here in this country, we got some news this morning, some relatively good news, which is that growth, economic growth in the fourth quarter of last year was actually better than we thought, 0.4%.
0.4%. Nothing to write home about, but the underlying fundamentals were good. And the good news is that momentum was carried into the first quarter. And in fact, it looks like in the first quarter of this year, we could now exceed 3%. And that's nothing to pop champagne corks over, but it's a lot better than what we've seen. And it's created some unusual things in Washington, including a narrowing of the federal budget deficit, a fairly significant one. In fact, this year, we'll see the smallest deficit since before the crisis.
Diane Swank, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.